Let's do this! Thank you so much for tuning into today's story. Don't forget to rate and follow so you never miss out on all the Ryers Readers fun. Before we get into the story, do you want to know a fun fact? Did you know that legumes are a family of plants that grow seeds in pods? They are known for their healthy protein and fiber content, making them a nutritious and healthy food. You may not recognize the word legume, but I'm sure you know of some very common ones like kidney beans, black beans, chickpeas, lentils, peas, and peanuts. Rich in vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants, legumes are a handy and healthy food source enjoyed in many meals like soups, salads, stews, and so much more. Pretty cool, huh? Okay, story time. Today, we are going to read Lady Pancake and Sir French Toast by Josh Funk. Deep in the fridge and behind the green peas, way past the tofu and left of the cheese, up in the corner and back by a roast, sat Lady Pancake beside Sir French Toast. The leftover friends were as close as could be, until they heard news from their neighbor, Miss Bree. The syrup is almost completely all gone. A single drop's left, just a drop, she went on. The last drop is mine, Lady Pancake conversed. But French Toast replied, not if I get there first. Like that, he was off, and the race had begun, with Pancake behind, breaking into a run. Through broccoli forest, past orange juice fountain, they climbed up to the top of Potato Mash Mountain. Pushing and shoving, they fought for the lead, Toast behind Pancake, who rolled at high speed. She screeched to a stop at the edge of the shelf, clutching a grapevine to steady herself. Toast didn't notice and couldn't quite stop, plummeting down into jam with a plop. He scraped himself off and yelled up, "You're a meanie!" as Pancake rappelled down a rope of linguine. She bragged, "I'm the best of all the breakfast food treats," and then hurdled a lime and skipped over two beets. "I am," thought Toast, but his chances looked bleak. So Toast took a shortcut down Sauerkraut Peak. Skiing past spinach and artichoke dip, Toast vaulted high in the air with a flip. Nearing the edge, he tried one final jump, but stumbled and fell way below with a thump. Pancake made use of her seafaring skills and sailed across oceans of soup, causing spills. But Chili Lagoon slathered Pancake in muck, and then, at a fork in the road, she got stuck. "Don't go that way!" yelled a chickpea to warn her, but Pancake sped on and got trapped in a corner. Caught behind dressings, one Russian, one ranch, she squeezed out and started a bean avalanche. Toast reemerged in the vegetable crisper, sneaking up swiftly, not making a whisper. Beans were now falling from such a great height, some kidney, some lima, some pinto, some white. Searching for safety from raining legumes, Toast turned to hide but was blasted with fumes of Brussels sprouts left from an old party platter. So, quickly, he climbed up a celery ladder. Beside him, a lettuce leaf parachute landed. Pancake flipped out. "It is mine," she demanded. Battered and soggy, exhausted and crumbling, too tired to push, they were limping and stumbling. There stood the bottle of syrup at last. But wait, it was empty. They stood quite aghast. Licking his lips with a sneer that was awful, out of the shadows crept Baron Von Waffle. "I got here first while you boasted and bickered. My, that syrup was delicious, he snickered. With one evil laugh, Waffle slipped out of sight. The syrup was gone. No more reason to fight. Trudging back home beneath layers of grime, Toast said, "Perhaps we should not fight next time." "Agreed," replied Pancake. "As friends, we should share. Hey, look, we can split up that butter right there." The end. Don't forget to stick around to see if you can answer today's paying attention question. Before you go, do you think you can answer today's paying attention question? Pancake and French Toast raced all the way to the syrup to get the very last drop. Who ended up getting there first and beating them to the last of the syrup? If your answer was Baron von Waffle, also, Waffle would be an acceptable answer. You did it! Great job! You sure were paying attention. I hope you enjoyed that story. I wonder what we're gonna read next.